This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is what you call the bully pulpit, right? President Obama having a press conference this morning that was very nearly all economy, all the time. There was some European debt crisis, some domestic jobs crisis, sometimes both, with a little bit of hope thrown in.
If there's less demand for our products in places like Paris or Madrid, it could mean less businesses or less business for manufacturers in places like Pittsburgh or Milwaukee. The good news is there is a path out of this challenge.
So here to talk about what that path might be and whether there really is one at all are Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. They are in our cozy New York studios for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Good to talk to you both.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Catherine. So in the most layman-like language you can, here's your assignment today. On the assumption that political Washington is out of the equation on finding a path out of this mess, what can be done?
When you say this mess, you're talking about Europe, you're talking about the United States, the whole
yes.
world.
Yes, continue. Right? Yes.
We were talking earlier about this, and my main solution would be fairy dust. But, you know, it's a very sticky situation pretty much everywhere at this point. I mean, I mentioned Europe and the United States, but there are also concerns about China and other places in the developing world. In the United States, the main objectives that I hear a lot of economists talking about are things that include more government intervention in the economy, whether that means subsidized employment, which it would never happen, tax breaks or whatever. But like you said, politics.
So it has to be the Fed, right, Lee?
I mean, at this point, yes. Although the Fed has said no, we're not going to do anything right now, which of course angers those on the right and on the left. And you know, I think it's actually reassuring that he said that this week. I mean, our economy is you know, it's anemic, but there is a recovery happening. I mean, even things in housing are looking a little bit better. Autos, there are some signs, but the problem is this global slowdown. At first, it was just Europe, but now we're seeing signs that China, India, and Brazil are slowing. That's like. What? I mean, that's you know.
Well, and I would also mention on the Fed that there are concerns about what the Fed could actually do this point. I mean, there were concerns to begin with about the first round of quantitative easing, which was the fancy name for the Fed basically injecting more money into the economy.
Right.
And there's still some debate about how effective that was. There's a lot more debate about how effective the second round was. And many people think that it really didn't do very much. And so that's basically the last tool left in the Fed's toolkit to do another round of quantitative easing. And at this point, how much bigger of a difference could it make?
Can it really be the last tool in the toolkit, Lee? I mean,
it is.
Please,
I mean,
right?
It is. I mean, you know, the Fed historically was not supposed to be the keeper of all things. I mean, it's supposed to, you know, look for, you know, maximum employment and you know, I mean, it rates are already zero. The Fed has really done almost everything that it can do. But if you look at Europe, I mean, the Fed actually has a lot more power than the ECB, for example.
Yeah. European Central Bank, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why the situation over there is so much more grave and so much more pressing right now, because all of this indecision and all of this inactivity, nothing's happening and things are getting worse quickly.
Catherine, do you take any solace from the fact that clearly now, based on Fed Chairman Bernanke's testimony before Congress yesterday and the president today, the issue of Europe is getting some traction? Putting aside the fact that, whether or not we can do anything about it, at least they're paying attention.
At least they're. I mean, this crisis has been going on since 2009.
Right.
it's funny. I mean, I was talking with a friend the other day about how it feels like the crisis in Europe is kind of like a soap opera. It's like every day there's this major dramatic change, and Angela Merkel or somebody's making some incredibly provocative statement and it's grabbing all the headlines. And at the end of the week, nothing has changed. And so I kind of feel like Europe is getting about as much attention today as it did, you know, 3 years ago. And whether that actually translates to policy action is anyone's guess.
Do either of you share my sense that maybe this time it's real, that Europe is actually at a decision point this summer, Lee?
I feel that way. I mean, for one thing, we're going to have elections in Greece very soon. For another thing, the situation in Spain is really heating up. And Spain is the region's fourth largest economy. It's a much bigger deal than Greece. And, you know, we do seem to be at a different precipice now. Yeah. Things are a lot worse off than they were in December when the first round of the loan program was put in, and that was seen as a big solution. But now it's not that easy.
Catherine, we do seem to be back in the land of weekend bailouts. There are reports out of Spain this week that they're going to go to the European Union this weekend to talk about a bailout.
Yeah, this is again something that I feel like it's some combination of a soap opera and Groundhog Day. I guess I don't know what pop culture reference to use, but it seems like we keep on hearing these types of stories, and then there's a hope that there'll be a magic bullet. But there has been concern about contagion within the financial world, again, for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And it's not clear whether individual magic bullets like this will actually make any big difference.
Catherine Rampell at the New York Times, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you.